Good afternoon.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hi, Grace. It's good to see you. My name is Reverend Angie Hewitt-Apt. I'm here today with my good friend, Brenda Reading, medium teacher and healer, also works at Santosha, which we love working together at Santosha. Right, Brenda?
Absolutely. Yeah. Welcome, everyone.
Yeah. So this is Spiritual Discoveries with Angie and Friends. We're on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio, and we're on several different Facebook pages as well. We would love to have you come on and comment and say hi to us and let us know where you're from. Also, as we go through the show, we would love to have your comments, your questions, your stories. We love to talk to you, but we love to hear from you too. Right, Brenda?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Hi, Tim. How are you? Nice to see you. Okay, so everybody, we have exciting news. I want to start talking about Lilydale first, all right? Because Lilydale, for me, is one of my most favorite places in the world, and I know it is for Brenda, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hi, Linda. Hi, Lynn. Lynn from UK. Cool. Okay, so first of all, the Lilydale catalog is out. Yay! It's so exciting. I got mine in the mail, yes. And I want to let you know that there are so many things going on in Lilydale all summer long. And I'm pretty sure that all the workshops and classes they're all going to be on Zoom, like kind of hybrid and in person too. Right, Brenda? You know about that.
Right. That's what we're aiming for now. And I know for sure Zoom and they're looking forward to opening the gates and having everybody come in that wants to come in. So
yes,
I'm excited.
And we are excited too. We can't wait. So definitely. And you know what? If you didn't get a copy of the catalog, you can go on Lilydale's website. So it's www. I'll post it in comments too. It's lilydaleassembly.org. Okay. So you can go on and you can actually download your copy of the catalog and all the workshops that are listed. And we're hoping you come down to see us in Lilydale and come see me and Brenda, because we're going to be down there. Right, Brenda?
Yes, we are. We both have workshops scheduled. And I know that as a Lilydale medium, you are going to be hosting several of the different services.
Yes.
So it should be an exciting summer.
Yes.
Of course, we have to say that Lilydale will be following COVID guidelines.
Absolutely. By
the CDC and the New York State guidelines. So,
100%,
you know, we have to respect that. But
yep. And we wore, like, they just, if you've ever been at the Stump, like, last summer, I don't know what they're going to do this year for sure, but last year they put sunflowers on the seats at the Stump, and you got to sit on a sunflower, which is kind of nice, you know. But they did that for social distancing so that you'd know to keep everybody apart. So, yeah, guidelines were followed really well. So, yeah, I look forward to absolutely seeing all of you down there. And, again, you know what else, too? Like Lilydale's Facebook page, that's important, too, because there's different updates and things there all the time too. So we're already, hi Mary, I got to read our comments. We have Patricia, hi from Florida. Hi Patricia. I hope it's nice and warm down in Florida. I'm sure it is, because I know in Buffalo it snowed a couple of days
ago.
Yes. Yeah. It is sunny today. We were pretty surprised about snow, right Brenda?
I don't know. My mom would always say, we've had snow on our anniversary many times.
Yes.
And there it was,
yes.
April 21st, four
yes.
inches of snow in lovely Buffalo.
And there
so,
we
yeah.
were. So, I had to mention that my brother lives in Florida, so he immediately called me up to tell me about the 75, 80 degree weather you had there. So, yeah. And hi, Amy. I'm glad that you love Lilydale. It is peaceful and beautiful for sure. And hi, Michael. I love to say hi to everybody. So we have Kathy from Nevada. Shirley, your first time here. Hi, Shirley. Thank you for joining us. Welcome. So, okay. So before, you know, Brenda and I have some really cool things to talk about today. I'm so excited. We're going to talk about what, Brenda?
We are talking about mediumship as a healing instrument of spirit.
Yes. and it so much is. So we're going to get to that. Before we do, I have to do my things I have to tell you about from Lilydale first, okay? Otherwise, I might not remember. So there's a few other shows on, okay, Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. So, of course, there's Angie and Friends Spiritual Discoveries, and that's Fridays at noon. Colleen Vanderzijden has a great show. It's Tuesdays at 8 p.m., and it's called Embracing Your Essence. Love that one. Our good friend Sharon Hill has Medium Monday, and that's Mondays at noon. And then Celeste Elliott has Wake Up to Spirit, and that's Thursdays at 10. And then Wednesdays with Willa. That's with Willa White, and that's Wednesdays at 10 a.m. So all those really cool shows that you can tune on and watch. And what's nice about them, too, is I think everybody tries to – you get to learn, you know. It's so much fun doing this and having different guests on, and you get to find out about different things that there are out in the holistic community and different services. And I feel like I watch all the other shows, and I learn. And I get to learn on my show, too, because I have people on like Brenda who teach me lots of really cool things. So, yeah, definitely. So everybody knows, if you've been on before, that I feel like meditation is the most important thing. You know, when I learn, we all have natural intuitive abilities, every one of us. You know, we're all born with them. You know, it isn't just mediums that can do readings. Everybody can, you know, and I'm going to say this to everybody, and let me know if this is true, that you all get gut feelings about things, right? Or you all just kind of know sometimes that I need to do this or I need to do that. And, you know, and when you follow those knowings or you follow those gut feelings, like every single time, you know, they lead you in the right direction and they lead you to more. That's so often those gut feelings are intuition and it's spirit giving us signs and giving us synchronicity, like all the time, you know, and I myself, I do readings and I sometimes don't pay attention to them, or, you know, I forget, or I wonder, like, is that real or isn't it? But I'll tell you, you know, a couple weeks ago, I had this urge. I'm a creature of habit, okay, and I always go to the same grocery store and I go to the same drugstore and I go to the same places because I like to go in and hurry up and get done and where everything, I know where everything is. So I'm getting ready to go after work, and I needed to go to the drugstore, and I got this urge, go to Rite Aid, not to CVS, okay? Now, that throws me off because I'm like, I always go to CVS. What's going on here, right? So, but I thought, and I just kept getting this feeling, go. Well, I was also kind of contemplating trying to make some decisions in my life and about my holistic center and things and couldn't figure out what to do, you know, so I had that on my mind too, okay? So I kept feeling go to Rite Aid, and I thought, you know what, I teach this stuff. I should kind of do what I teach, right? So, yeah,
right.
So I figured I should do that too. So I thought, all right, fine, I'll go to Rite Aid. They're going to have the same things that CVS does. So I guess I'll go there. So don't I go walking into Rite Aid, okay? And I'm always in a hurry. I shouldn't be, but I always am. And I'm going down the aisle, and don't I go almost like this, boom. And it wasn't boom, but it was running smack dab into somebody I haven't seen, a friend of mine, in probably 3 or 4 years. Whoa, you know? So, and then guess what? Don't we get into a conversation, and don't I wind up with my answers and what I needed to know and to make my decision for my business, so, and for my life. So there you go, you know. So I would say, you know, when you get a gut feeling about something or you get that feeling, I mean, honestly, maybe I wouldn't have run into anybody, you know, and whatever, I still would have gone to the drugstore and got what I needed. It couldn't have hurt. But taking that chance and saying, what the heck? I'm going to go for it, and I'm going to follow that gut feeling, and then look what happened. So, you know, and it was wonderful to get my answers, but it was wonderful to run into a friend I haven't seen, you know. So that's what you have to do, really. You know, a lot of times it's remembering what you already know, right? Because we're intuitive, and then we go off to school, you know, we stop using our imaginations because our intuition and our imaginations in the same side of our brain, you know. And so a lot of what happens is we forget about our intuition, you know, and then we start taking classes or learning, or we go for a reading, or we start paying attention to the signs that come to us, or you know, paying attention to the gut feelings and things like that and following them. And then guess what happens? Those natural intuitive abilities wake up and you get more and more of those things, and you can live your life with like that. Right, Brenda? I'm going on
Absolutely.
And on.
Absolutely. No, it's fine. No, that's one of the classes I'm teaching this summer at Lilydale towards the end of season is touching the divine guidance for everyday living, right? It's like how you can do this. You don't have to be a medium to touch the divine and use your natural gifts. So,
yeah.
And I believe teach the same class type of course. It's very comforting knowing that we have this whole world on the other side that has our backs and wants to help.
Yeah. I mean, it makes you not feel so alone in the world, right? You're really never alone.
Right.
Even times that you feel like you are, because we all go through those times, but we never really are. You know, we always have spirit. And you know, one of the things that I remember my teacher is Elaine Thomas, and I remember her always saying to me is don't forget to ask, okay?
Right.
Ask for that assistance, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of times, and this is a great thing too, because we always ask for everybody else. You know, I'm always praying for my kids. Please help my kids, you know.
Right.
But I mean, or whatever, I'm kidding. But you know, we're always
serious.
Yeah, that
it's
is serious.
It's true.
Yeah, please help them. Oh my God, what are they doing now, right? So,
yeah.
but we do, like, we pray for everybody, right? We do it all the time, and we ask, you know, please let so-and-so get a sign, or please help them out of this, whatever dilemma they're in. And we forget to ask for ourselves, you know, and I find this, okay. And I read this in a book not too long ago. It was a book written by Penny Donovan, and I'll find it before the end of the show to show it to you. But she said, all you have to really ever do is say, I desire to be in complete alignment right mm-hmm. now. Okay. I desire to be in complete alignment right now with the spirit world. And so I tried this morning before I tell it to you, I want to make sure it works. I knew it did, you know, and then what I felt was I could feel myself kind of be in alignment. And I feel like what happens is your energy kind of like the spirit energy kind of comes down and you're in alignment. And then I said, okay, now I have a question. I'm going to ask a question. Give me an answer. Okay. So I asked my question silently in my mind. And then what happened is right away, I got thoughts that came in, you know, very clear thoughts that I could tell were different than my regular thoughts. And I got some guidance, you know, and so you can do that every single day. You can ask, like, give me, you know, I desire to be in complete alignment. Now tell me, give me some guidance about my day today and see what comes in, and then follow it. Really follow it, and you'll find that you're really getting that guidance. It's there for us always.
Takes practice too. Commitment. Like
practice
you say, do
commitment.
It.
And,
yep.
and
do
trust.
Do it every day.
Yeah,
yep.
And trust, right, Brenda? Yeah. Yeah. We
Absolutely.
Have to trust. Yeah.
Yeah. We have to trust because, like you know, we're not talking to people we know, and we don't know what they're talking about. So,
yeah.
So we have to trust.
Well, and you know what I was teaching? I'm teaching an intuitive class right now too for intuition for your daily life, and we were talking about that last night because, you know, intuition can be you know, we're taught to trust what we see with our physical eyes, right? And what's black and white, like I can say that wall is beige, or you know what have you. And with intuition, you don't see it with your physical eyes. It's non-physical eyes. It's what's inside. So you really do have to trust, right, Brenda?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I better get to meditation because that's kind of what I was going to say, and then I got off on a tangent.
Good tangent.
thanks, Brenda.
Yeah.
So, but you know, like I think, feel this, like if you really want to be connected to your intuition and you want your life to just be better and, you know, and just feel like you're more balanced and centered, meditate every day. You know, even if you just do it for 5 minutes and you close your eyes and you do deep breathing, like belly breathing, or just listen to some meditation music. And you might even think, like, I remember thinking this in the beginning when I first started meditating, and I still even do, like, I don't think I meditated at all because I couldn't stop my thoughts, what have you, right? But you know what, though? Mm-hmm. Just stop, just doing it anyway and setting your intention and sitting in as much silence as you can, and you get used to letting your thoughts just kind of sail on through. And you'll notice just by doing that, I, you know, I do it because I went to fellowships and we had to meditate. That was one of our, you know, the things you had to commit to go to school. And I did it. It changed my life. So that's why we always start with meditation. So I found a good one today. It's called The Beach. Okay.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, this time of year we're looking forward. I mean, those of you in Florida already have that good weather. But, you know, springtime comes and we want that, and we want to go to the beach and go by the water. So I thought this was a good one for right now. So if you could just take a moment, close your eyes, and take a few deep, long breaths, noticing the cool air coming in, filling your lungs, and the soothing warm air going out. And just let all your thoughts float away as you bring your attention to your breathing. In and out. And you might even mentally scan your body and notice if you're holding any tension in any of your muscles. And if you are, gently let the tension melt away, or breathe into that tension, surrounding it with white light and energy, inviting that area just to completely relax as you feel yourself letting go, feeling more and more comfortable sitting right where you are. And in your mind's eye now, imagine or see yourself descending down a long, narrow wooden stairway toward a beautiful, inviting beach. Your bare feet feel the rough, weathered steps. And with each step, you feel more and more tension gently melting away from your body. And as you continue down the stairway, you notice how the bright white sand stretches down the shoreline as far as your eye can see, and it looks beautiful. The ocean is that deep shade of blue with the fine white crests of the waves sweeping towards the shore. You reach the end of the stairway and step down, sinking into the warm, soothing sand. As you rub the sand lightly between your toes, a soothing sensation of relaxation gently melts through your entire body, letting yourself feel the relaxation that's there on that sand, looking at that beautiful water. The roaring sounds of the sea's surf, the waves crashing over each other, calms your mind and allows you to feel even more relaxed. And slowly now, you begin walking toward the edge of the water, noticing the warm sun on your face and shoulders, and it feels delightful. The salty smell of the sea air invigorates you, and you take in a deep breath, breathing slowly out, and feel more relaxed and refreshed. Finally, you reach the water's edge, and you gladly invite the waves to flow over your toes and ankles. Feels so good. The water's the perfect temperature. You watch the waves glide smoothly toward you, gently sweeping around your feet. And the trails of seawater that flow slowly back out again. The cool water feels soft and comforting as you enjoy a few moments, allowing yourself to gaze out on the far-reaching horizon. Overhead, you notice two seagulls gracefully soaring high above the ocean waters, and you can hear soft cries becoming faint as they glide away. All of these sights, sounds, and sensations allow you to let go and relax more and more. After a moment, you begin strolling down the beach at the water's edge. You feel a cool, gentle breeze pressing lightly against your back. And with every step, you feel yourself relaxing. As you walk down the beach, you notice the details of sights and sounds all around you. And feeling still the soothing sensations of the sun, the breeze, and the sand below your feet. And as you continue your leisurely walk down the beach, you begin to notice a beach chair resting in a nice, peaceful spot where the powdery, soft sand lies undisturbed. And you take a few moments to sit in the chair, luxuriating in the beauty all around you, allowing yourself to feel that peace and relaxation, hearing the sounds of the waves, continuing to feel the sun on your face and your shoulders, and it feels wonderful. And allowing yourself now to begin returning here to our virtual room, feeling relaxed, feeling at peace, and knowing that if you need to feel relaxed or starting your meditation in the morning or having a little stress in your day, closing your eyes and just imagining yourself back at that beach, walking down the sand, by the waves, through the sand, or sitting in that chair and looking out, and you'll feel the same sensation of peaceful relaxation. So, hey, Brenda.
Yeah. That was wonderful.
You liked it, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be like, sorry, not coming back.
I know, that's how it gets to be, right? After you
meditate
for a while.
Bye.
Like, I think I'll meditate for a couple hours. Yeah. Brenda did tell me that she could just push the button and leave anytime. I told you, you better not, right?
I have my power, right?
Yes, yes. You guys, you know, I should have, like, done this right away. Thanks, Grace. I loved it, too. Oh, Peggy said, take me to the beach, Michael. Yes, yes. Cool. All right, you guys. I love when you talk to us, too. So I want to read you, before we start talking to Brenda, I want to read you her bio. Okay, I almost forgot Brenda. Yeah. Okay, so that you know who Brenda is. Brenda's, first off, to start up, she's a really good friend of mine. So Brenda is a psychic, spiritual medium, medical intuitive, Yushai, I don't know how you pronounce that.
Usui.
Oh, I was way off. Okay.
Okay.
And Usui, okay. Reiki master teacher, certified holistic educator, and an ordained something minister.
Melchizedek.
Okay. All right. So Brenda is a member of the Church of the Living Spirit in Lilydale, New York, and she believes that we are all born with natural gifts, and enjoys teaching and helping others to open up to their own psychic and spiritual abilities. Brenda has studied with many gifted teachers and healers, including Reverend Irma K. Sawyer, Tina Zion, Annette DeStefano, Reverend Judith Rochester, Reverend Ann Gaiman, and Reverend Jan Cook of Lilydale, New York. Brenda has lectured and taught at various locations such as Lilydale Assembly, the Spirit University, Bolts of Love, Santosha Holistic Center, I know that one, and Angels of Hope Healing and Learning Center. And Brenda also had her own radio show, Discovering Your Intuitive Self. So I'm going to post Brenda's website in case you want to know more about Brenda. She's pretty awesome. So Brenda,
you're not biased at all.
So Brenda, now that I've said like all this stuff about you, tell us more about you.
Really? What's left to say?
I know.
Yeah, but no, pretty much what you said. I was recently approved to be a member of the Lilydale Assembly, so right. I'm very happy about that.
Me too.
Right? Always wanting to encourage people to embrace their natural gifts, right? And
yeah.
So I do appointments out of Santosha,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, teach different classes at Santosha with you and, mm-hmm. you know, at other times.
Yeah.
Yes, you can go to my website, and it's very easy to remember, brendareading.com. That was done for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do have two classes, like I said at the beginning of the show, for Lilydale this summer, and I'm also trying to write a book. Yeah, I've been spending quite a few months helping to teach my grandchildren on Zoom for school.
Yeah.
It's been a trip.
Yeah.
I could write a book all about that.
Well, boy, that changed our whole lives, right? You probably could really write a book on that and trying to keep
it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but like you, I mean, I think one of the things that have really helped me through this last year or so of my life is my connection to spirit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can always sit in the quiet and connect and have that feeling, and it's so comforting. And so for me, I mean, the pandemic has touched everyone in various ways, but that was helpful for me to be able to, and it also gave us a little more time, at least for me, to reconnect, you know, to reconnect to spirit and all that. So,
yeah.
So I'm just pleased. I'm so happy that I'm here with you on the show and that, you know, that we can talk to people about what we do and
me too.
In our life.
I know. And I'm happy to have you. You know, you said that reconnecting to spirit, because I felt like mm-hmm. I did that too. And I've talked to a lot of people who kind of felt that way, you know, when we were in quarantine, right. And
right.
we had to stay home, you know, and that's hard, you know, and
yeah.
for most of us. And for me, it was really hard because I'm busy all the time, but I feel like that's what I did too, was reconnect to spirit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you said that. And I know, like, for me is I did a lot of meditation. You know, I feel like connecting to spirit can even be things like going out in nature, right, and going for a walk.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Right? Just being aware of everything that's around you. And you know, it also, you mentioned my radio show. I'm taking a little break right now because of the different projects. But during that time, you know, during the pandemic, I felt like it was important for us to try to reach people, you know, because people were quarantined and maybe not getting access to the, you know, different classes and things. So we both hopped on Zoom and we tried to make the most of it. And so now, I mean, we've been able to reach so many more people and, you know, so, I mean, that's why we do it, right? Because as we talked at the beginning of the show, mediumship, spiritualism, it's all part of a healing, you know, with spirit. So, I mean, so that's one thing that was positive for me.
Me too. And you're right, connecting. I love, like, that was the one thing. Nobody was more afraid of doing things online and Zoom than I was. But even like, say, doing what we're doing today on Facebook Live, I wouldn't have done this back then either. And look at how people are from all over the place. And it makes us feel like we really are together. We really are one, right?
Right. It is true. It is so true. I'm taking this class with the Edgar Cayce Institute in New York City, and the science that's been behind it and realizing how much we really are one is just amazing. So, yeah, so it's been an eye-opener, but in some good ways, too.
Yes, absolutely, for sure.
Yeah.
So Brenda, I got to ask you this, okay? Like, I know, I'll tell you quick, like, what brought me to Lilydale, okay? So it was back in the day when I was, like, 17 or 18, and I actually worked at a bank, and a couple people I worked with were into you know, psychic stuff, and they wanted to develop their intuition, and, you know, we were reading books about Jane Roberts, channeling Seth and all this kind of stuff and trying the exercises, you know, so and kind of discovering that we kind of had like intuitive abilities too, which we thought was pretty cool and kind of scary too, you know, so like what the heck is going on here, right? And so we ended up going to Lilydale to get a reading. My friend said, we're going to get readings, you know, and then we need to confess that we can do this stuff too, you know. So we went to Elaine Thomas, and that's kind of what brought me to Lilydale, was going to talk to her. And then she told me that, you know, she had a school, and I'm like, what? There's schools on this stuff? And, you know, so I went to the school, and that's kind of like that began my journey with Lilydale, which has now been a lot of years. So what was yours? Like, I don't think we've ever talked about this. Like, what brought you to Lilydale and getting into this spiritual work? How did this start?
Well, it started when I was a child, because I would sense people in my bedroom at night, you know, and I, like you say, it's like, what is this, right? You don't know. And I was raised in a Catholic family, so we didn't talk about that stuff.
Yeah, me too.
So when I got older, I actually found out that my grandmother and my mother actually lived in Lilydale for a while, right?
Yeah.
And things just started happening, you know, more and more. Things that I would have dreams, I would know things, I would see things, I would hear things. And finally, it just got to a point where I thought, you know, I need to figure this out. You know, I need to find out, you know, because at first, you know, everybody kind of tells you that there's something wrong with you.
Yes.
You know, like, oh, let's take her to the doctor because, you know, what, she must be having a problem, or, you know. And I needed to find out, you know, am I okay, or is there something else going on here?
Yeah.
And so it was funny, and I said this when I interviewed with the assembly, it's like the very first time I walked onto the Lilydale grounds, I felt like I could actually breathe.
Yeah.
It was like coming home. It was like, you know what, nobody's going to judge me here. People are going to embrace my gifts, and they might even help me learn how to, you know, fine-tune them and do something with them.
Yeah.
So that's how I got there. And then the people that, I feel like I was guided the whole way, because First, I took some classes from Ann Gaiman, and she was amazing. And just her life story just made me feel even, you know, so if you've never read her book, The Priest and the Medium, you know, go find
it. I love it. Yeah, it's a good book.
I mean, you know, it just made me feel like, okay, so I can be here too, right?
Yeah,
so, you know, it's like, and then somebody told me about Judith Rochester, and that has been such a gift to me personally my whole life. Not just, you know, her teaching, but her mentorship, her fellowship, and how she continues to help people. I mean, it just opened up a whole world for me. And then I realized that, back to the topic of the show, that mediumship was such a healing, had such a healing component to it, you know, emotionally, spiritually, and even the physical, that it just felt natural. So I hope that answers your question.
No, it totally does. No, thank you for that. And you know what Dawn says? Don Howard, I'm going to answer your question, Don. Some of us are so far from connecting to spirit that it seems impossible. You say it's not. That gives me hope. I'm absorbing every single word you say. Oh, thanks, Don. Thanks for saying that. And you know what? That's really true. Like, a lot of times we wonder that. Like, when I, you know, went to Lilydale, or Brenda did too, it's kind of almost a curiosity. And then you find that you meditate, or, you know, you read spiritual books. Or I think, honestly, to me, sometimes I connect best to spirit just by going for a walk by myself, you know, out in the woods. And just kind of noticing everything, and you can kind of feel that calming sense that comes over you, and that really is your connection to spirit, right, Brenda?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's best when you're not looking for it, you know, when everything else in the world isn't. And that's why a lot of people get information in their dreams, you know, because they don't have the filter. They don't have the fear, right?
Yeah.
They're sleeping. And so that's how it starts for a lot of people, because the fear can be a block for us, you know?
Yeah. Or the fear, like, and I don't even know, like say fear, but I feel like it's more like, is this real? Right. Like
yeah,
you kind of question
too.
That, like, do you trust
right.
this, or is it real? Or somebody asked
right.
me in my class last night, like, how do you tell, how do you know it's, you're not just making this up? And you know what, with intuition, it feels a lot like that, right? Because it's in the same type of brain as imagination. Yeah.
Especially when you start doing readings for other people, and the information that you're given from spirit is so, like, it would make absolutely no sense to you, right?
Yeah.
And you don't even know what it is, and it can be sometimes really silly, right?
Yeah.
Like, and you talk, and you're like, I really have to say this. This is what I have to communicate to my sitter.
Yeah.
But then we're taught, you know, it's not for you. It's for the sitter. You're just a channel.
Yeah.
And then you say this very particular, you know, funky thing, and they light up with, like, oh my gosh, it makes perfect sense. And then, you know, right now I got chills everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, you know that that's not my stuff. That's your stuff. And the more you do it, and the more you practice it, then you have, you know.
Right. And then you kind of know, like, say in a reading you can do it, but then it also gives you faith for yourself too, because it was correct. You know how I learned that, Brenda? I learned that a lot of times, like, doing readings, because I wouldn't say it, you know, and I think, I'm not
saying
that.
Yeah, after
the
fact.
There's no way I'm saying that. And then the person would say, wow, that was a really good reading, but I wish you would have talked about this, 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 and this. And I'm like, oh, I had that. I should have just said it. You know, and it's things like that you learn to trust. And then you kind of learn, like, wow, this stuff really is real. And, you know, and then you realize it is when you're doing a reading, but also, you know, just for yourself and in your own life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you learn the difference, like, especially with clairaudience, you know, with the voice, you know, hearing, clear hearing. It's like, you know, it's not your voice because you know the sound of your own voice. And it doesn't come in necessarily from here. You know, it comes in from here or here, wherever. So you learn all these things. And people, let me tell you, Angie has wonderful classes. She teaches this if you're looking.
Thank you.
So even if you're, as they say, a newbie, right? Even if you're brand spanking new and you just want to learn and develop and just learn how to, you know, get in touch with your own senses, look up Angie Stock. She's a great teacher.
Thank you, Brenda.
And you can pay me later, Angie.
Okay, I will. Yeah, I got the $5. I got the $5 for you, you know. So, you know what, though? I always forget to talk about that, because actually I'm teaching in Lilydale July 17th. I just did my schedule, and it's a beginning intuitive development course, you know. So, yeah, I'm excited about that, because it does. It gives you the basics so you kind of know, you know. And Michael's saying so true on the voice. That's true. Because I think that's your intuition comes to you that way too, where you hear a voice, or it's like a loud thought, right? Because it's kind of in your mind.
Yeah. And sometimes it's really loud. They just keep banging you with it, and they won't let it go until you say what you're supposed to say. And it's like, I'm right already. I got it.
I know what you mean. You know, that's so true. I have that all the time. It's like, all right, I get it. You know, one of my better ones was you know how you get a song stuck in your head, you know, and you can't get that song out of your head, right? So one day I'm getting ready and doing whatever, and I have the song Love Me Tender by Elvis in my head, right? And I can't get rid of the song. You know, it's just there. And I'm like, I don't want to hear this anymore, you know, and it's there. So finally, you know, I kind of know that when you get things like that you kind of have to stop, right? And say, okay, so what is this about? Like, is this somebody giving me a message or what? And then all of a sudden, my mom came into my mind, and then my daughter came into my mind. My daughter's here. My mom's on the other side. My daughter's birthday was coming up, okay? And my mother and my daughter lived in Memphis, Tennessee for a long time. And my mother and my daughter loved Elvis, went to Graceland like so many times, you know? And then I went, all right, mom, okay, I got it, okay? I will tell my daughter that you love her very much and you want to wish her a happy birthday. And as soon as I acknowledged that and got that, the song went away.
Yep.
Pretty cool,
that's
right?
Exactly how it works.
Yeah. Do you ever get them in songs too?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I got them in songs. One time I told this on my radio show, I was taking a class in Lilydale and we were doing, you know, standing up and giving messages in the group. And the song, and when I first started doing this, I felt like my guides must have been Disney characters because some of the songs they were giving me were like, are you kidding me? So I had to say, hi ho, I'm off to work I go, right? The seven dwarfs from Snow White, okay,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I had a very long talk with my guides after this class.
Yeah, so give that to me a different way.
Right, but the gentleman says, I know this message is for me because I'm one of seven brothers. So it was
gosh, right?
Yeah, right? So you have to listen.
And you have to trust that you kind of give it because that was one of those times that you're thinking, I am not saying
absolutely.
That, right? There is no way am I saying that. And then you say it and the person laughs and they're like, oh my gosh. And kind of like giving it that way and saying it that way and trusting it that way is kind of what gave them the message, right?
Absolutely. And then the thing too, is like after you make that link with the person, then the information just starts coming so fast and furious. Like, but it's like however spirit works with you and everyone works differently, it's like they give you that special word or sound or whatever it is to make that link with the person.
Yeah.
And for that day, it happened to be Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
But. Yeah, that's very, very cool. We have comments here. Susanna, I've just joined, and I'd love to know if Brenda has a website or Facebook page. I'm enjoying this very much. Thank you, Susanna.
Aww.
Awesome. Yes. I will post her. It'll be in the comments that I'll post her website for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. I'm happy that you came on today too, Brenda. We always have a lot of fun together.
It's easy, Susanna. It's BrendaReading.com.
Oh,
you won't miss it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And my Facebook page is Brenda Reading Spiritual Healer Teacher Medium. So, yeah, you can find me on there.
Yeah, you can find her, yeah.
Thank you, though.
Oh, here's hi, Brittany. You're on here. Hi, Brittany. I can second Angie's great classes. I feel funny reading this about myself. I started with her a few months ago, and it's so crazy. You walk in knowing nothing, and a few classes in, I was saying things to people that shocked even me. Yay. That's awesome,
yeah.
Brittany. And you're awesome, Brittany, too. I'm happy that you're in class. Thank you.
Yeah, I helped mentor that class with Angie and Brittany. I'll second that. You're doing a great job.
Definitely.
Yeah.
For sure. So, all right. So Brenda, I'm going to ask you this and I'm kind of going off topic here, but I know that like on your radio show, you used to do different like little exercises to help people with their intuition.
Yeah.
Am I putting you on the spot or would you have one off the top of your head? Didn't you have like an alphabet one or something? That's the one I'm remembering, but you don't have to give that one. You can do whatever you want, but
I think
those exercises would help everybody today, even me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So yeah, the alphabet one is pretty easy. You just sit in the quiet, right? Or, you know, some people listen to meditation music for a little bit to get them in the zone, you know, and then they turn it off or whatever. I have an app on my phone, it's called Meditation Sounds, and I like to listen to this one particular thing before I do a reading or whatever, and it helps. But you do that. And then you ask spirit, you just have your conversation with spirit, okay? And it can be either clairvoyantly, which is seeing things like a screen in your mind, it's really a exercise for those. Okay, for those two particular clairs. But so you start with one letter every day, and you sit in the quiet, and you just simply ask, Spirit, please give me a sign or symbol or picture or tell me something that begins with the letter. And you don't have to start with letter A because, or in succession. You don't have to do it A, B, C, D, because if you think about it, if you're doing in its succession, you may be already pre-thinking about what you're going to get, okay? And the idea is, like Angie always says, link, don't think.
Link,
okay?
Don't think, yeah.
So, yeah, so you know, you can do it in order A, B, C. You can also just pick any letter in the alphabet. And you say, Spirit, please give me something for the, you know, this is good for symbols too. Give me something for the letter, you know, F. And then, you know, they might show you a Ferris wheel or whatever. And then you write that down, you know, and then you do that. And it's really not yourself thinking about it. You know, you're, cause especially if it comes in with a picture.
Yeah.
You'll notice. I mean, these are simple things. Or you can sit in your room and you can shut your eyes and you can just like notice all the sounds that are going on around you that you don't take the time to notice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're fine tuning your regular hearing, and then it also helps you to fine tune your inner hearing.
Right.
So there's a lot of different exercises you can do.
So Brenda, should we try it? What the heck? Like the alphabet?
Yeah,
one?
If you want
okay.
to.
So, okay. So you're kind of saying, so what do? I have to like, you can teach it to me.
Okay. So, all right. So let's just sit in our chairs and we'll close our eyes.
Everybody try this too. You're going to learn how to connect to your intuition. I'm so glad Brenda's here.
And we're going to just take a couple deep breaths. Keep your eyes closed. Now, don't do this if you're driving. Okay.
Yeah, good idea.
And we'll take a couple deep breaths and just release them out slow. And let's just take our attention to the area between our eyebrows, okay? That's our third eye chakra. So let's take our attention to that. And that would be where you would receive an image from Spirit. And let's ask Spirit, and you can say it out loud or you can say it to yourself. Spirit, please give me or show me an image of something that starts with the letter M. And then just notice what you see in your imagination, what comes in, and take note of that. And then if you wish, we can take a moment to just be quiet. Notice the sounds that are around you in the room that you're in. Me, I can hear some traffic outside.
Me too.
And I just heard the heater kick in downstairs. So become aware of your hearing and the sound of your breath. This may be a little more difficult, but let's do it anyway. So I must ask Spirit to give you a sound. Now I received the sound of a bird chirping, which was not outside because it didn't come in through my regular ears, but that's a little more, you know, so you have to have some practice.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things. Yeah. And you can just open your eyes now. And the more you practice and the more you call your attention to your inner sight and your inner hearing, the more you will receive.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay?
Should I tell you what I got?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I got M and I got milk, and I'm like, milk, what the heck is this? You know, am I getting milk? I want something better than milk. Right. But then I kind of did what you said, and it's like, so what does that mean? Like, spirit, give me more. Right. And
then
I saw myself like with my bowl of cereal, right. When I was a kid, like my Fruity Pebbles or whatever, and kind of, you know, always having that cereal and not worrying so much like, oh my God, that isn't healthy, or, you know, I better not eat cereal, but just kind of letting myself be a kid and letting myself enjoy and letting myself have fun and not worrying so much about things. Right. So
that's nice. Thank you for sharing that. I got a monkey and I have no idea why. Maybe because I just had to keep talking and go to the rest of the exercise. So I'll have to figure out why I got a monkey.
Yeah, you're going to have to ask what that was. But I liked that, though, because that was cool, because I got a whole message, and that's the message I needed. And really, like, isn't that something we can do that? Anybody can do that anytime?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so you can, you can do that for yourself.
Yeah, I think so, too. So thank you, Brenda. I know that I kind of put you on the spot there. You weren't expecting me to do that, but... You know, I want to talk too. Let's see. Oh, you guys, what did you get? Let's see. Okay. So Brittany, you got a monkey too. You were like, what the heck? Okay. So we might have to tune in with that monkey. I almost kind of feel like monkey mind or something.
Absolutely. That just popped in my head too. They're telling us we need to have some time where we're not, because that is so true. The last few weeks I have just been like zippity-doo-dah and all over the place.
Oh,
so,
my
yeah.
God. Kathy Swim, you got a monkey as well?
Yeah. So
oh,
we need to take some time to love our brain, and to love ourselves.
Oh, my God. So Wendy got a monkey as well. So there we go, too. So you got definitely. I think that's what that means, too. Like, I just took a course called 100th Monkey, and it was about meditation, right, and kind of making sure that you took that quiet time for you. So, and then Brittany got that cricket for the second, so her sound.
Look at Dawn. She said she was talking about, being hard to connect with spirit. Dawn, you did it. You got a mirror and a little gun song.
Yay.
Sit with that later.
Yay.
Yeah,
see?
Go back later and sit with it and see what you get more.
Yes. Absolutely. Brenda's right about that. Sit with it and ask spirit to give you more. But Dawn, yay. See, you can connect to spirit. I'm so glad that you did that. I'm so glad. Jill, my husband's here. He said peanut M&M's his favorite. Yay. Hey, that's making me want some peanut M&M's now too. I love those too.
Right.
Delicious. Yeah. But hey, you know what? Maybe it's allow yourself to indulge yourself. I know for me, I always go peanut M&Ms. I can't be eating those. They're not healthy. And why not indulge sometimes, right?
Well, you know what? Going back to the topic of our show.
I know.
Which we've kind of like skirted around, which is fine, right? We're going with the flow.
We're talking about
what
that means. Brenda's going to be back probably next week, guys. And
then
we're going to talk about what was our topic?
I think it was medical intuition and stuff.
No,
but,
we were
going to
talk about mediumship as the healing instrument of spirit.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? I mean, you guys, like, it's healing for you all to know how to connect to your intuition, I think.
Absolutely. And sometimes, like, okay, so if I may share this, it's like I don't know anything about the lady's husband, okay, his favorite's penis M&M's, but sometimes when you're getting messages, right, especially when you're with a sitter and stuff, the physical nature, the loved ones on the other side, they will tell on you, okay? So you better be prepared when you go for your reading. I have had spirit loved ones, and they'll say, she hasn't gone for her such and such test, or she's not supposed to be eating this. You know what I mean? So that, talking about getting, helpful healing information from the other side.
Yeah.
I mean, there is that.
Well, spirit will come because they want to help, right? So they want to.
Absolutely.
They
love you.
Yeah.
They want to help you.
Yeah, for sure. Like your loved ones that have crossed over to the other side, they want to still be part of your life. And that's
absolutely.
And always, you know, and they'll come in like my mother, when my mother comes in and I get a reading, my mother comes in, it's usually a lecture, you know.
You a quick reading one day and your mom or your grandma came in or something and she was telling you something you had to go do? I think
Yeah. Usually it's like, and my mother were Italian, you know. She's just like, what the heck is wrong with you? You know, think about what you're doing. So yes, they come through with that too. But they don't just say that, like, and then they say, we recommend this, 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 and this. So it's
great. Right.
It's amazing to be able to connect.
Yeah. It's like this week I was doing it was supposed to be a medical intuitive reading, right? But what happens is the spirit loved ones sneak in, right? And so they want to say things too. And so before we even got to the process, this woman's grandmother is telling me all about the familial, you know, things, the physical things, and this is this, and this is this, and I'm like, okay, you know, we're just going to go to her because she's here and she wants to help.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the amazing thing about it,
too. It's amazing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And, like, emotionally, I mean, you think about it. How many people come with, you know, I didn't get to say goodbye, or I didn't, you know, are they upset with me? Or, you know, apologies come through from the other side. Or, you know, messages for friends and family of the sitter. You know, can you please tell them this? Or, you know, permission to move on with their life. I mean, there's so many times that it's like, okay, you can let this go now. They want you to move on.
They want you to go forward for sure. And you're right. Like if you... I'll just tell this one little story. So do you mind?
Okay. It's your show, honey.
Yeah, but I want us both. I want you to come back and we can tell all our stories are so fun.
I will.
No, but I think you might come back next week, right? Maybe.
It depends on if I'm taking a certain trip.
Okay. So you'll find out and see. So, So one time when I went to the stump to give messages and I was pretty scary because that's public mediumship. So I kind of sat off to the side and I thought I'll have a message. I'll ask, find and get a message now while I'm sitting here and not have, and feel like I have something when I get up there. So I get up there with my message and that's making me feel more confident. Right. And then I look and that person left. So I'm like, oh no, now what am I going to do? Right. Oh no. So yeah, that happened. So then I'm like, I have to stand up here in the microphone. Oh no.
That was a lesson for you.
But you know what though, Brenda, I look out there and I see this girl and I see mom over her head, not literally in my mind's eye. And I went to her and I said, I feel, you know, do you understand your mom on the other side? Immediately starts crying. The mom immediately gives me evidence that it's her and gives me a message. Mm-hmm. And the girl comes up to me after the service and she goes, I can't even begin to, you know, and this is all about trust. She goes, I can't begin to thank you enough. My mom passed away like 3 days ago and I've been so worried about her. I wanted to know she was okay. And that's what you gave me. So like, I felt like
there is no price tag for that. You know, it's such a gift that you gave that woman. Well, that spirit gave, you know, through you as the channel to that woman. It's just amazing.
Yeah. And you know, that to me, that was the thing about trusting too, because spirit will direct you to where you're supposed to be, you know, and I didn't have to do that off to the side, like, let me get a message ahead of time, you know. Let me tell you how that felt when I got up there and I'm like, and I'm feeling a little confident, like, I have a message. I'm all set as I walk up there. And it's like, the person's gone. So, I know that was bad.
Well, they had your back though. They knew you were more than capable. And obviously that message that you gave that woman had priority.
Yeah.
She sat in the first class passenger. So,
yeah, absolutely. But spirit, you know what, Brenda, that just shows like spirit guides us, like the mediums, to go to the people we're supposed to go to, but they guide like every single one of us every single day. Like we're all getting messages, like every, you know, the things that we need are there if we pay attention, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's our thing.
Absolutely. This has just been so much fun with you today.
I know. I am so happy that you came on, Brenda. I really am.
Thank you.
And as soon as we can work it out, you'll come back and we'll share more stories and
absolutely.
Talk more about mediumship being a healing instrument. Brenda, we should have known we'd have a lot to talk about because Brenda and I can't really talk on the phone without at least an hour going by every time, right?
I know. It's true.
Yeah.
I'm guilty.
Well, me too. And I love it too. I'm happy. I'm happy to have you as my friend. And I thank you so much for coming on the show. Everybody, this is Brenda Reading. Everybody's saying that from the comments, everybody's saying they liked it. I want to thank all of you for coming on and spending an hour of your time with us. We love that so much.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Dawn. Dawn, you can do it. Yay. All of you can. So practice that, you guys. You know, come up with a letter and ask for something and figure out how you can get a message for yourself. You can do it every single day. And don't forget to meditate, okay? And I'll be really excited to see you next Friday at noon. I'll be back for Spiritual Discoveries with Angie and Friends. And I thank you all so, so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Brenda. Well, we did that pretty good on time. Okay, I think we're off Blog Talk, too.
Aw, look at Dawn. She's going to go to Lilydale now. See,
yeah.
Look at.
Yeah, that was so much fun. Like, we didn't even need a topic, you know?
No, because we spoke from our hearts. And we spoke from spirit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to cry. It's when that stuff like that happens, when somebody gets it, you know, because we're just telling them, it just, my heart is so full.
No, me too.
Thank you, Angie.
Thank you. Oh, no, I know. No, I feel the same way because it was like that. We were so connected to spirit the whole time. It's like spirit was guiding us to help people. Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. We went, and that's why we talked about what we did, because the people, you know, you have to go with where we're being guided. And you, I mean, you just took us wherever we were going. And that was fabulous. Thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you for being part of it. You know, I loved when you're a good medium and you're a good healer and you're an awesome speaker.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. So
okay.
find out what you're doing and come back like in a couple weeks or whenever you want.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
let's
great.
Let's finish it and talk some more. And you know, I kind of thought this too. We could really do a show that's all about intuitive development and take turns. Like I could get exercise, you could, you know.
Yeah.
So
I think that would be great.
Yeah, and look at how people like. I mean, they participated. You know.
Yep. And we could do it on the StreamYard.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Want to?
I would, because I've been thinking about it anyways, but it's so much more fun having someone that you gel with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, I feel like, this is going to sound really stupid, but I feel like vibrationally we're at the same place.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
it's like, it's all about, it's about the holiness. It's about the, you know what I mean?
I agree. We play off each other real well, very well, you know? Yeah. That's why I feel like we could do it because this, I mean, we didn't even really, we kind of had this planned, but not really. And it just, I mean, we filled an hour pretty easy. We could have kept going.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think that would be great. And we could stream it on our Facebook pages and YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. I do.
Oh, okay. Next time, like if you're coming on this again too, tell me because this went on your page too.
Great, that makes me happy.
Yeah, so you'll see it there, but also it'll be on like we can do it on your YouTube page too.
Yeah, I would love to do it with you. So
okay,
you know,
sounds good.
Yeah, and we could even give. Are you gonna do this Lilydale Blog Talk the whole summer too?
I don't know. Hang on a second. I just have to look. My doorbell rang at the same time. I don't know.
Okay,
no reason. Okay, so.
We're still on something because 1:03 p.m., something's still on. I wonder if we're still broadcasting on the Facebook page.
Are we? No, I don't think we are.
Because everyone can see and hear you.
Let me look. I wonder if we're still on Blog Talk. Wait a second. Let me see if I can take this off. Oh, yeah, we're still on Blog Talk.